In 2 Chronicles chapter 24, we hear that the high priest Jehoiada died when he was 130 years old. Now that was highly unusual for someone to live that long. In those days, people lived to be 70 or 80 at the most. And here was Jehoiada, 130 years. But there was a reason for this. God wanted to keep him alive this long so that he could be a good influence to the young king. Remember, Jehoiada and his wife had rescued Joash when he was still an infant, when Queen Athaliah was killing all the royal descendants of David. Jehoiada and his wife hid this boy, Joash, in the temple for several years, and then they crowned him king. And when he was still very young, Jehoiada was his advisor, and he advised him in the right way. The Bible makes that very clear. It says, Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. So you can see why God kept him alive for so long, so that he could be a good influence on the king. But then Jehoiada died, and everything changed. The Bible says, now after the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. Therefore they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers, and served wooden images and idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespass. This is something that happens over and over again in church history, world history. You think back to the time of Joshua. The people followed the ways of the Lord as long as Joshua and the elders who were his contemporaries lived. But when the next generation came, they turned from the worship of God and worshiped idols. And here now you have Joash and his contemporaries doing the same thing. As long as Jehoiada was alive, they served the Lord. But when Jehoiada died, the leaders of Judah wanted to go in a different direction. So it says they bowed down to the king, no doubt flattering him. And Joash listened to them. And this is really amazing in a way, because Joash was the man who was so concerned about repairing the temple and getting that all together. That was his big project. And now here he is leading his people away from the worship of the Lord to the worship of idols. But you see, this is the way God works. He doesn't force us to worship Him. He doesn't force children to follow in the ways of their parents and grandparents. He gives them the Word of God. He gives them Moses and the prophets. And in that Word, He supplies all the blessings they need, particularly the blessing of the forgiveness of sins through the promise of the Savior. But when people don't listen to that word, then they lose out on these blessings that God wants to give them. They served wooden images and idols. So it was inevitable that wrath came upon Judah and on Jerusalem because of their trespass. So what did God do in His wrath? Well, He did what He almost always does. He sends them prophets to warn them. He sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. And one of the prophets that God sent to the people was Jehoiada's son, Zechariah. Zechariah, Jehoiada's son, was God's spokesman to them to warn them of their ways. And he said to them, "Thus says God, why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you." A strong message, but it was the truth. But Joash and his buddies did not want to hear it. So they conspired against him, against Zechariah. And at the command of the king, they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord. Thus Joash the king did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but killed his son. And as he died, he said, "The Lord look on it and repay." Now most of you here today are in your teens, early 20s perhaps. When Joash was your age, he listened to the word of the Lord. As long as Jehoiada was alive. Now, what about you? Are you going to turn away from the Lord and his ways when your fathers, your grandfathers, your teachers are old and gone? Well, we pray that God will forbid you from doing that, will guide you in such a way that you will not even think of doing such a thing. But we have to realize that God does not force you to follow in the ways of your parents and your grandparents and your teachers. He gives you his word. He gives you prophets speaking to you from God's word. And in these prophets and pastors and teachers that he gives to you, he gives you Jesus with all his forgiveness and all of his blessings. But he doesn't force you to accept it. He gives you his word. But it has happened many times that those who have heard that word in their youth reject it when they are older. And then what can happen? Well, just think what happened to Joash. He actually killed the son of the priest who had brought him up and trained him in the way of the Lord. And of course, we know what happened to Jesus when he came to his people and called on them to repent. They ended up crucifying him. Now, before he died, Zechariah said, "The Lord will repay." Well, next month we'll see how the Lord repaid. And we already know how he repaid those who rejected Jesus. 40 years later, the temple, the city of Jerusalem, was destroyed. 40 years, God gave them prophets, preachers, teachers, warning them, calling on them to repent. But when the majority did not listen, then came the judgment. Now God is willing, always wanting to forgive us. And oh, what a wonderful thing it is that God forgives our many sins of turning against him. But we have to remember that this gift from God is a gift that we need to be very careful in handling. Just like if you would get a very precious vase or something else very precious to you on a Christmas day, you need to handle that gift very carefully. Let us sing hymn 419.